KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy skies, light rain, and 41 degrees here in Atlantic. So far, we picked up 1/100th of an inch of precipitation over the past hour. We look for cloudy skies today with light rain to continue, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board met Monday evening at City Hall and heard an update from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm with regard to the campground pads at the Schulberg Rec Area, and they approved a proposal to install a liner at Sunnyside Park so a seasonal light ice skating rink can be installed. Stasselm told the board the trail around Lake No. 2 at Schulberg Rec Area was paved last Monday, despite some sprinkles in the air. Some final grading was being done, but Stasselm said that the trail should be open soon. On a related note, he said Atlantic Municipal Utilities has agreed to provide in-kind labor amounting to some $40,000 to $50,000 to install electrical and water lines to the campground pads.
We're paying for the materials, but I think we're going to be under budget again for that. The water loop, I think they were out there trenching. They have 3/4 of it done as far as the water. They'll probably come in hopefully next week and start the electrical to it. So we're kind of hoping that all that gets done this fall still, as long as the ground is not frozen.
In other news, Stasselm also presented a proposal before the board with regard to a 90 by 120-foot ice skating rink where the basketball courts are currently located at Sunnyside Park. Water would not cover the courts directly. Instead, he said they would be covered by a heavy-duty liner to prevent damage.
Logistically, I would not just fill it or plug the drain and fill it. I would want a liner for the court to save on the concrete and from seepage. The liner that's out there on the market that's actually specifically used for parks and recreation applications is from a company called Nice Rink.
And they're out of Wisconsin. The 10-millimeter thick plastic liner is rip-resistant and would cost almost $2,400 with a total investment of about $2,700, including the purchase and installation of rope lights to delineate a boundary. Stasselm says he hopes the Community Promotion Commission, or CPC, will be able to cover at least part of the cost. Maintenance would be handled by Parks and Rec crews. Board member Charlene Bean was skeptical about installing an ice rink and wanted to wait to see how the synthetic skating rink being set up for this weekend next to the Rock Island Depot is used.
I think that we're going way out on a limb here, thinking we need to put in an ice rink when maybe there aren't that many ice skaters in Atlantic.
City Council liaison Ashley Hayes said that she's had people ask her about an ice skating rink for years.
How many, I'm not saying how many years, I'm saying how many people? How many people does it justify?
It varies from year to year. Anywhere from, it started out with like probably around 10, 15 people initially. But the more people realized I was on council, there's still people who don't know. that they started to grow. So, I mean, I've had upwards of like 40 people ask.
The liner would be stored in the Parks and Rec shed when not in use for the season. The Parks and Rec Board gave Stasselm the go-ahead to meet with the CPC December 1st. The Parks and Rec Board said it would be willing to cover at least some of the costs associated with the project. Elsewhere in area news, the Glenwood Police Department said yesterday there were 4 recent arrests. Among them, on Sunday, 33-year-old Jennifer Ballard of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $2,000. Also arrested Sunday was 56-year-old Henry Asham of Glenwood for shoplifting. His bond was $300. Last Saturday, Glenwood police arrested 50-year-old Sherry Harvey of Glenwood for domestic abuse assault, and her bond was set at $1,000. And on Friday, 44-year-old John Molnar of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. An investigation into a single vehicle property damage accident Saturday in Adair resulted in the arrest of a woman on alcohol charges. The Adair County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Libby Nicole Embry of Adair left the scene of the crash near Hillcrest and 2nd Streets. When authorities tracked her down, she admitted to consuming alcohol and operating a motor vehicle before the accident. A preliminary breath test determined her level of intoxication to be 0.175, or a little more than twice the legal limit. Embry was arrested for OWI first offense, failure to maintain control, and leaving the scene of an accident. She was later released on $1,000 cash bond or surety. And the Union County Sheriff's Office, as a Creston resident, had reported Sunday that sometime between Saturday sometime Saturday, that is, a glass top electric range and microwave were stolen from his rental property on High and Dry Road. A refrigerator was also destroyed at the property. The damage and loss was estimated at $2,300. In our funeral announcements, Linus Cook, age 88, of Erling and formerly of Panama, died Sunday at Mertzhu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Linus Cook will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Irma Thiessen, age 100, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A private family committal service will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery for Irma Thiessen. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.